Our scripture reading this morning is from Psalms 16:11 and Thessalonians 5:18. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasure at your right hand. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
I get a little carried away when I'm praying, so I leave the paper and I just begin to talk to God, so forgive me, but you know, we need Him, amen, we need God, and we need to be in His presence. And so today, I'm going to talk about what praise is in our life and how much it makes a difference in our lives. Praise is very powerful. Hallelujah. He's a wonderful God, and I sing those praises all day long. I'm always singing praises to the Lord because it blesses me. It gives me strength in times of sorrow and trouble. And when I cannot think of what to do in a situation, I go into my praise songs because it really delivers and helps me. And so that's what I want to talk about today, just how important praise is in our lives. So first, I want to give honor to the elders and the trustees and the board and all of you, the congregation, and just to praise again God for His goodness and for bringing me here today, waking me up and starting me on my way today. I just thank Him and I praise Him. He's so worthy to be praised. He's a worthy God and He's worthy of all of our praise and our glory because He loves us. He loved us first. Amen. So we can walk in praise and thanksgiving unto Him. And so this year has been an emotional year for me. I've had some good things and some not so good things and some disappointments, and then I've had some great joys, and God just reminded me in all of those things to praise Him when I don't have the answer to the situation, to praise Him when I do have the answer. I thank Him for it, and so I find, like I said, I find my best praise time is when I'm running errands. In between each errand, I get to singing just like that. It's not uncommon if you're sitting next to me. If you drive next to me to see me singing loudly, my son calls it a concert. I give myself a concert of praise when I'm driving from location to location, just because the Spirit of God will fill the car and He will comfort me in those times when I'm just not sure exactly what to do. And so that's what I want to talk about. So we're going to go to our first scripture, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. I'm going to give you, I looked up at the PowerPoint because I'm getting excited again because praise is such a wonderful thing. But I'm going to give you three reasons why we praise. But first, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." So, I read this book every year. It's called Prison to Praise, or every other year, every couple of years. And in this book, it talks about praising God in all things and why we can praise Him in every situation. And what I like about it, it encourages me to, even when it feels like things are going wrong, when it feels like I don't have the answer to the situation, I can praise God because I know He knows. He knows the answer. He knows what's best. So sometimes it seems a little silly, you know, like my car wouldn't start the other day. And I was like, okay, I'm sitting here in the store parking lot and I'm waiting for my sister to come and help me get my car started. And I just started to thank God. He said, "I got you. I got you right here in the palm of my hand." So I just started to thank Him. I thanked Him, "God, I thank you because you could be delaying me from something tragic that could be happening. I trust that you know what's best. So in this time that I'm a little frustrated, but I thank you. I thank you." And that's what I kind of want to encourage you to do, to start to think about our frustrating situations a little differently. And the reason is my 3 points today. So I have 3 points for you. And the first is, when you praise God, He fights your battle for you. So in the story of Jehoshaphat, which is what we're going to read here in just a moment, the people of Judah praised God before they went to war, and the Lord gave them victory. They didn't have to fight one battle. They didn't have to throw one punch. They didn't have to one javelin. They didn't have to. God confused the three countries that were coming against them, and they killed each other. God will do that for your enemies. He will do that. You do not have to fight your own battle. The next time someone gets under your skin, thank God for him. Thank you, God. You have a reason. You have a reason for this. I thank you. And watch him work it out. He says, vengeance is mine. We don't have to plot and plan to get back at someone because they hurt us or anything. We can trust that God's going to take care of it. And so that's kind of what happened here in this story with Jehoshaphat and his people. When they arrived at the battle site, God had confused the other three armies and they killed each other. And all they got to walk on in and receive the victories and get the spoils and keep it moving. So that's what I want to encourage you today. Know that God, when you trust God and when you give him praise, and that's the main part of this. I only just put the one scripture, but if you read a little before it, it says, Jehoshaphat gathered all of the people together. They praised God. They prayed and they asked God for the victory. They just put him first. They praised him first and he truly fought the battle for them. They didn't have to fight. Not one punch was thrown on their behalf from their army. Not one, they didn't have guns, but not one javelin or one sword or any of that. God fought the battle for them. And so in 2 Chronicles 20:22, it kind of sums up what happened. It says, and when they began to sing and praise the Lord set ambushes against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. So the Lord defeated them because Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah praised him first. I mean, very simple. It's very simple, but yet very hard to do in some cases. I want you to think about what's something that's getting you down, what's something that has you a little distressed or frustrated or whatever it is. Is it easy to say, oh God, I thank you for this situation. I thank you because I know you're working it together for my good. Sometimes it's a little hard. You think about someone who you really just want to get them back. You know, you just want to get revenge. But he says, vengeance is mine. Thank me. 1 Thessalonians said, in everything, give thanks. Thank me and watch, and I will work it out for you. You do not have to plot. You do not have to plan to get them back. God will work it out for you. And sometimes, you know, pray for them as well. Pray for them. Thank him and pray for them. He says, pray for our enemies and watch God take care of the situation. You will walk away in victory. So I want to encourage you today, just like Jehoshaphat, they didn't know what to expect, but God took care of it. He turned their enemies against them, against each other, and they killed each other. And Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah walked in, and they got the victory in the situation. So that's the first point. Second point, when you praise, it renews you. That's what I experience when I praise. It gives me strength when I'm driving and I'm praying and I have to get to the next situation or the next errand or the next job or whatever it is, and I begin to go into praise, it renews me. It renews my strength. It gives me joy and it gives me hope. And so when you're feeling a little down and you're feeling anxious or stressful, go into praise. You can sing a praise song. Or you can just say, thank you, Lord. God, I thank you today. I thank you. You get up in the morning. I thank you for a beautiful day. Acknowledge that the sun is shining and it's beautiful. Acknowledge that you woke up. Acknowledge that you actually get out of bed. Thanking him for that. And that's what, when you begin to praise him, it renews you. So, and a trial, it can have a toll. It can take a toll on you. Carrying around anger and frustration, it can take a toll on your body, but praise brings you renewal. Praise fills you with joy, with God's joy. How can you be joyful? Get up every day with praise, and I guarantee you, your day will be better. When you get up in the morning and you thank God, watch and see. Doesn't your day get better? Watch. Gauge it. One morning, get up and just be frustrated with everything that's going on and see how that day goes. The next morning, get up and start it off with prayer. And praise and thank God for the day and thank him that you have a bed, that you have a house. I mean, the most basic and simple things that we sometimes forget to praise God about, get up and do that and see which day was better. So you don't have to take my word for it. try it and see which one works better. I guarantee you, when you praise, it renews you. It renews your spirit. And so Psalm 16:11 says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." There we are. When we give him praise, there's fullness of joy. If you're seeking God's joy, give him praise. Thank him. And that's all I mean by giving him praise. It's just thanking him for your day, thanking him for whatever your situation. Even if it's not the most pleasant situation, know that he's working it together for your good. And so you can praise him. And so I love this scripture because I like fullness of joy. I like to walk in joy. Makes my day feel better when I'm walking in joy than it does when I'm walking in grief and when I'm walking in frustration and when I'm walking in anger or anxieties. Anxieties are a killer. But I tell you what kills anxiety. Praise. Praise the Lord. Give him praise. Get a scripture. It could be any scripture. Get a song. I have more than just the one I just sang, but I could go through a whole list of praise songs that get me through the day. In my car, I happen to be a praiser. That's what my mom would say. You are a praiser because I just find joy in it. I find peace in it. And so I want to encourage you all today to find peace and joy in your praise. Another is Psalms 30:11-12. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. To the end of my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. He will turn your mourning into dancing. I love that scripture, and there is a song about that. I won't sing it, but there's a song about how he turns our mourning into dancing when we praise him. And so I just am excited today about praise. And so I hope I'm not overdoing it for you, but I want you to get, when you leave here, that you will know when you wake up tomorrow, God, I thank you for this day. God, I lift your name on high today. I praise you because you are worthy of all of our praises. You are such a wonderful God. And watch your whole countenance change. He will change that downtrodden spirit. He will change it to glory. He says, I will take your mourning and turn it into dancing for you. When you praise him, he renews you. Praise is powerful. Number three. And I only have 3 points, so we're almost done. But I hope that you're starting to feel the joy, because I feel joy in this room. And I feel like it's, as we continue talking about his praise, when you leave here, you'll feel joy filling you up, and you can go into this week in a joyful way. So number three, and this is my favorite, because this is my favorite scripture. You can praise because you know God is working on your behalf. And that's why, because I know sometimes it seems like, why would I praise for that? God didn't do that. You know, even during my time of sickness, I had to thank him because I knew he had me in the palm of his hand. I knew, although it wasn't a pleasant time, I knew that God had me and that he had my life in his hands, and he was working it all together for my good. And so Romans 8:28 says just that. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. So as far back as I can remember, that has been my go-to scripture. It just blesses me. Even back in elementary school, high school, I can remember saying, God, I know you're working all of this together for my good. Even, you know, even our childish things that if we look back at as an adult is really not important. But as a child, it was so important. I remember saying, God, I know you're working this for me. You're working this on my behalf. You're working on my behalf. And that's just a wonderful way to continue to walk in praise, because you can praise him. He's working it all together for your good. You have, there are things that we go through. Trials are just not fun. Tribulations are just not fun. But if you can find a way to walk in peace and in praise through them, it will bring you through. It'll bring you through with not so much, distress, without so much stress, without so much anxiety. Praise is just a good way. It's like a combat to anxiety. So as we're coming to the end of our sermon, because I promised you it was just 3 points. I hope that you'll remember those. As we go through, I'll read them one more time just so you can remember them. He will fight your battles. So whatever, you don't have to plot and plan. God's got you. He's going to fight your battles. Instead, you praise him. That's one reason. You will be renewed. One of my favorite reasons, because it's awesome to walk in joy. It's wonderful to drive around and feel happy, to feel happy, to feel joyful. I think about when I'm walking through the store, I'm usually really happy and I say hi to everybody. You know, some people look at me as if I'm really insane. Why are you saying hi to me? But I'm filled with God's joy and I want them to be filled with God's joy. So it's nothing for me to walk through. If you see me in Walmart or wherever I'm at, I'm probably going to be saying hi to somebody. I'm going to be saying hi. Good morning. Have a wonderful day. Because when you walk in his joy, in his praise, you're joyful. So finally, God works on your behalf. So you don't have to worry. When you praise, you can praise him because you know he's working on your behalf. So with that being said, before we pray, I want you to get in your mind just one thing that has you distressed or has you anxious. Get it in your mind. And then I'm going to have you just practice saying thank you to God. So on three, all I want you to do is just say thank you. One, two, three. Thank you. He's working it out on your behalf. That thing you had in your mind, begin to notice this week. Watch. He's working it out on your behalf. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We give you so much praise today. You are so worthy to be praised. We honor and we adore you. And God, we just thank you for Broadway Christian Church and God for each and every person here today. We're asking, Lord, that you know what their needs are. And so we ask that you meet them person by person, need by need, God, that you would work it together for their good, that Lord, you would work on their behalf and that you would fill them, God, from the top of their heads to the very soles of their feet, God, with your joy. I thank you and I praise you. I give you honor today, honor and glory for all that you do for us, God, for loving us when we can't love ourselves. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.